Welcome to For the Good of Men podcast, a podcast that's presented to you by MenMD. My name is Ray, and I want to welcome you to our podcast. We're going to share information about conditions, treatments, and stories that impact men to help them on their health journey. Once a month, we're going to be releasing a new episode as we're going to dive deep into the world of men's health. From weight loss, fitness, and mental wellness, to ED, BPH, and low T, we want to support all men on their wellness journeys. We're here to empower you to take control of your health one step at a time. We plan on sharing information about conditions, treatments, and stories that impact men with the goal of educating and entertaining. I've worked in the men's health space for almost 5 years and have developed a passion to want to help men find resources, information, and I'm happy you found us. Welcome to episode 2 of For the Good of Men podcast. In this episode, we're diving into a topic that affects every aspect of our lives, mental health. For too long, discussions surrounding mental health have been stigmatized, particularly within the realm of masculinity. But here on For the Good of Men podcast, we're breaking down those barriers and opening up the conversation. From stress to anxiety, depression, and mental health awareness, we'll surely be exploring all dimensions of men's mental health. Our aim is not only to raise awareness, but also provide practical tips and strategies to help you take control of your mental well-being. Join us as we discuss, share listener questions, and unpack the societal pressures that often prevent men from seeking help. Together, we'll navigate this important topic with empathy, understanding, and a commitment to fostering positive change. So grab your headphones, sit back, and get ready for an informative discussion on men's mental health. For this episode, we'll kick it off by talking about mental health awareness. I'll then get into common mental health challenges faced by men. We will then discuss strategies for managing mental health and the role of relationships and societal connections. I'll then answer a few listener questions and then wrap everything up by discussing when and where to seek help. Right, let's jump right in. It's time to have a real conversation about why it's crucial for men to prioritize their mental well-being and break the stigma surrounding seeking help. Society often places unrealistic expectations on men, expecting them to be stoic, strong, and unshakable. But the truth is, men are human too, and they face their own struggles with mental health, whether it's pressure to succeed, societal norms dictating how they should behave, or simply the weight of everyday life. Men can experience stress, anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues, just like anyone else. Unfortunately, the stigma surrounding men's mental health can prevent them from seeking the help they need. Many men are taught from a young age to suppress their emotions, to tough it out, and not ask for help. But this toxic mindset only perpetuates the cycle of suffering and silence. It's time to break that cycle. Seeking help for mental health issues is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. But it takes courage to confront your struggles and take steps to improve your well-being. By doing so, men not only help themselves, but also break down barriers for others. There are so many resources available for men who are struggling with their mental health, whether it's therapy, support groups, hotlines, or online forums. There are countless avenues for men to reach out and get support they need. It's just a matter of taking the first step and asking for help. Let's also not forget the importance of self-care. Taking time for yourself, practicing mindfulness, staying physically active, and nurturing relationships can all have a positive impact on mental health. It's essential for men to prioritize their well-being and make self-care a regular part of their routine. According to the Anxiety Depression Association of America, the three main struggles that affect all men are depression, anxiety, and stress. Let's start by addressing depression. While it's true that depression can affect anyone, regardless of gender, men often experience symptoms differently and may be less likely to seek help. Society's expectation of masculinity, which often prioritizes stoicism and emotional suppression, can make it very difficult for men to acknowledge their feelings of sadness or hopelessness. Instead, they may manifest symptoms such as irritability, anger, or reckless behavior. This can lead to a cycle of isolation, as men may feel ashamed or weak for not being able to cope on their own. It's crucial to recognize that depression is not a sign of weakness, and seeking support is a courageous step towards healing. Now, let's turn our attention to anxiety. Like depression, anxiety can manifest differently in men compared to women. While women are more likely to experience symptoms such as excessive worry, men might exhibit physical symptoms like muscle tension, insomnia, or even aggression. These physical manifestations can sometimes mask the underlying anxiety, making it challenging for men to identify and address their mental health needs. Additionally, societal pressures to appear confident and in control may prevent men from seeking help for their anxiety, as they fear being perceived as weak or incapable. However, it's essential to recognize that anxiety is a common treatable condition, and seeking professional support can lead to significant improvements in mental well-being. Finally, let's talk about stress. In today's fast-paced world, stress has become an avoidable part of life for many people, regardless of gender. However, men face unique stressors related to their roles and responsibilities, both at work and at home. The pressure to provide for their families, excel in their careers, and maintain a strong exterior can take a toll on a man's mental health. Additionally, the reluctance to express vulnerability or ask for help can exacerbate stress levels, leading to burnout or even physical health problems. It's essential for men to prioritize self-care and find healthy ways to cope with stress, whether through exercise, relaxation techniques, or seeking support from friends and family or mental health professionals. On our second to last topic of discussion, let's go over mindfulness. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life, leaving little time for self-reflection and relaxation. According to the Mayo Clinic, mindfulness is a type of meditation in which you focus on being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment without interpretation or judgment. Practicing mindfulness involves breathing methods, guided imagery, and other practices to relax the body and mind and help reduce stress. Mindfulness offers a powerful antidote to this frantic pace, allowing men to cultivate greater awareness of their thoughts, feelings, and sensations in the present moment. By practicing mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or body scanning, men can learn to quiet the noise of their minds and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine, even if it's just a few minutes a day, can have profound effects on your mental well-being. Another essential aspect of managing mental health is self-care. Contrary to popular belief, self-care is not selfish or indulgent. It's a vital practice that enables us to recharge our batteries and show up as our best selves in all areas of life. For men, self-care might involve engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment, whether it's spending time outdoors, pursuing hobbies, or simply taking a break to rest and recharge. Additionally, prioritizing physical health through regular exercise, nutritious eating, and adequate sleep has been shown to have a positive impact on mental well-being. Remember, self-care looks different for everyone, so it's essential to find activities that resonate with you and make them a regular part of your routine. Building strong social connections is another crucial strategy for managing mental health. While men may be socialized to prioritize independence and self-reliance, the truth is that human connection is essential for our well-being. Whether it's spending quality time with friends and family, joining support groups, or seeking professional therapy, fostering meaningful relationships can provide a source of support, validation, and belonging. Don't be afraid to reach out to others and share your struggles. Chances are, they've been through similar experiences and can offer valuable insight and support. Finally, it's essential to practice self-compassion and acceptance. Many men struggle with feelings of inadequacy or self-criticism, especially in a society that often values achievement and success above all else. However, learning to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially in times of failure, is essential for maintaining good mental health. Remember that you're not defined by your accomplishments or shortcomings. Your worthiness is inherent regardless of external factors. By cultivating self-compassion and acceptance, you can cultivate a greater sense of resilience and well-being. Lastly, let's start by acknowledging that men, like all humans, thrive on meaningful connections with others. However, societal expectations often pressure men to prioritize independence and self-sufficiency, which can sometimes lead to feelings of isolation or reluctance to seek support. But the truth is, healthy relationships and strong support systems are essential for nurturing mental health and emotional resilience. One way in which relationships positively impact men's health is by providing a sense of belonging and acceptance. Feeling valued and understood by others can significantly boost self-esteem and confidence, buffering against the negative effects of stress and adversity. Whether it's through friendships, romantic partnerships, or family bonds. Cultivating meaningful connections with others fosters a sense of community and support that is vital for overall well-being. Moreover, healthy relationships can serve as a source of emotional validation and comfort during challenging times. Being able to express vulnerability and share one's struggles with trusted individuals can alleviate feelings of loneliness and isolation, while also promoting a sense of connection and empathy. It's essential for men to recognize that asking for help or leaning on others for support is not a sign of weakness, but rather a strength. An acknowledgement of our shared humanity and interconnectedness. So, how can men foster and nurture these essential connections in their lives? One strategy is to prioritize communication and open dialogue within relationships. Building trust and intimacy requires honest and authentic communication, where individuals feel safe expressing their thoughts, feelings, and needs without fear of judgment or rejection. Active listening and empathy are also crucial skills for fostering deeper connections as they demonstrate care and understanding for others' experiences. Additionally, participating in group activities or communities centered around shared interests can provide opportunities for men to connect with like-minded individuals and expand their social support network. Whether it's joining a sports team, volunteering for a cause you're passionate about, or attending social events in your community, engaging in activities that bring people together can foster a sense of belonging and closeness. In conclusion, healthy relationships and social connections are essential ingredients for optimal men's mental health and emotional well-being. By prioritizing communication, fostering empathy, and actively nurturing meaningful connections with others, men can build a strong support system that serves as a foundation for resilience and fulfillment. Now, we're going to discuss some of the questions submitted by our listeners. As always, these questions are submitted anonymously, and if you'd like to ask your own questions, you may do so by visiting menmd.com/podcast. Starting off with our first listener question, this person added, I am feeling very stressed out lately, and my libido has been really low. Is stress contributing to my low libido? Absolutely. Stress can significantly impact libido. When you're stressed, your body releases hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which can interfere with your body's natural hormonal balance and disrupt normal psychological functions, including sexual arousal. Additionally, stress can affect your mood, energy levels, and overall sense of well-being, all of which can dampen sexual desire. Furthermore, stress often leads to other behaviors that can further diminish libido, such as poor sleep, unhealthy eating habits, and decreased physical activity. These lifestyle factors can further exacerbate the negative effects of stress on sexual function. It's essential to address stress in healthy ways to help restore balance and improve libido. This might include practicing relaxation techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or meditation, engaging in regular exercise, prioritizing quality sleep, and seeking support from friends, family, or mental health professionals if needed. Remember, it's entirely normal for libido to fluctuate based on various factors, including stress. However, if you find that stress is consistently impacting your sexual health and overall well-being, it's essential to address it proactively to ensure optimal physical and mental health. Our second listener question revolves around depression as it relates to ED. This person added, "When I'm depressed or stressed, I experience ED. I don't experience ED any other time. Is this related?" Yes, your experience of erectile dysfunction, or known ED, during periods of depression or stress is indeed related. And it's a phenomenon known as psychogenic ED. Psychogenic ED refers to difficulties achieving or maintaining an erection that are primarily caused by psychological factors rather than underlying physical conditions. So depression and stress can have profound effects on both your mental and physical health, including your sexual function. When you're depressed or stressed, your body releases stress hormones like cortisol, which can interfere with the normal function of the body, including the blood flow to the penis necessary for achieving and maintaining an erection. Moreover, depression and stress can also affect your mood, self-esteem, and overall sense of well-being, all of which can contribute to performance anxiety and further exacerbate ED symptoms. The fear of not being able to perform sexually can create a vicious cycle of anxiety and stress, further impairing sexual function. It's essential to address the underlying causes of your depression or stress and seek support from mental health professionals if needed. Therapy, medication, and lifestyle changes, such as regular exercise, adequate sleep, and stress management techniques, can all help alleviate symptoms of depression and stress and improve sexual function. Additionally, open communication with your partner about your feelings and concerns can help reduce performance anxiety and create a supportive environment for intimacy. Remember, ED is a common and treatable condition, and seeking help is the first step towards finding effective solutions and improving your overall quality of life. As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to emphasize the importance of seeking support when you're struggling with your mental health. Remember, you don't have to suffer in silence. There are numerous resources available for men to reach out for help and support. Therapy is one powerful avenue for exploring your thoughts and emotions in a safe and non-judgmental environment. A qualified therapist can offer valuable insight and coping strategies to help you navigate life's challenges. Support groups provide a sense of community and understanding by connecting you with others who may be facing similar struggles. Sharing experiences and learning from each other's journeys can be incredibly empowering and reassuring. And let's not forget about helplines and hotlines, where trained professionals are available to offer immediate support and guidance. No matter the time of day, whether you're experiencing a crisis or just need someone to talk to, these services are there for you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed, please don't hesitate to reach out for help. You're not alone, and there is hope. Together, we can break the stigma surrounding men's mental health and create a supportive environment where everyone feels valued and heard. Next month, we will be discussing the process of aging and what to expect with your general and sexual health as you grow older. If you're interested in sending us your questions about this topic, please go to menmd.com/podcast. Well, folks, that wraps up today's episode. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. If you're someone you know is struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Together, we can break the stigma surrounding men's mental health and create a healthier, happier future for everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, take care of yourselves and continue on your journey to optimal health.